My name is Sir Nelson, as presented, and I'm going to be talking about reasons for visits to emergency department for Medicaid and CHIP program in the United States for 2004. Well, I work for the federal government, so I have nothing to disclose. This is the overview of what I'm going to be presenting this afternoon. As we all know, emergency departments are a major source of care in the United States and a very key indicator also of performance of a healthcare system. Very recently, over the years, the number of visits to emergency departments are increasing. And however, the supply of emergency department and inpatient beds have declined during this period. As a result of this, there are many EDs experience overcrowding. And there are implications for overcrowding, including impediment of patient flow, ambulance diversions, patients living without being treated, and prolonged pain and suffering to these patients. Certain population groups, including blacks and Hispanics, were more likely than whites to identify emergency departments as a regular source of care. And among the persons that identify with this regular source of care, close to about 36% of the recent physician's visits still occurred in the emergency department. So why is it important for us to look at reasons for visit to the emergency department for this group of individuals? At the national level, no emergency department studies have been conducted solely on assessing reasons for visit to the ED among this population. Although annually, NCHS provides a generic table or data that summarizes this information for the whole population, but the population of Medicaid and CHIP are quite different from the population of the general population. So, ED visits were higher among Medicaid patients in comparison to Medicare and those with no insurance, and those with a private insurance as well. They have been reported to comprise a disproportionate share of ED visits for conditions such as asthma, diabetes, and hypertension. They have also been cited to have been responsible for inappropriate use of emergency department. However, we all should bear in mind that reasons for the continuing rise in ED visits is very elusive, and that not all of the increase in ED visits that we have noticed over these years can be attributable to increase in the U.S. population. I have about 3 or 4 slides that is going to describe briefly what the Medicaid program and the CHIP program is, so that people that are not very familiar with this can have a little bit of background of what we are talking about. This is an entitlement program where federal government pays its share of expenditure for covered services that are provided to certain individuals. Under the law, individuals must meet certain eligibility criteria, and as well as meet financial eligibility. So since 1986, law required that as a condition of eligibility, these individuals must declare that they are citizens of this country or that they meet some certain immigration status. Annually, states are required to certify these people. So the objective of this work is simple: to just describe the reasons, the primary reasons for visits to hospitals, to ED hospitals by patients whose expected source of payment was Medicaid CHIP. And the primary reason, as I don't know, there might be medical doctors and practitioners in the audience here, they all know, probably know the difference between a reason for visit and a diagnosis at visit. So it's very important that we differentiate between the two. When we say reason for visit, this is this is referring to the patient's perspective of the problem that brought them to the emergency department. When we talk about reason for visit, this is the diagnosis that the medical personnel, the physicians, or the practitioners made at this visit. So there's a difference between the two. What we are doing, what we are looking at today, is basically the primary reason for visit. The data source is the National Hospital Ambulatory Medical Care Survey, which is collected by NCHS, and the year of study is 2004. So this is a national probability sample. 457 hospitals were involved in the survey. The participation rate was 97, which is pretty high. Data are awaited to generate national estimates. So this is how the information is obtained. Patient goes to the clinic, tells them this is what I have. They type it down. Up to three reasons can be provided by these individuals when he gets to the ED. In 2004, we have 36,589 forms completed. And of those individuals, of those forms that are completed, 8,707 were specifically for these Medicaid patients. And the primary reason field is what we use, is the unit of analysis for this study. So denominator for the calculation of rates, just the US population estimates. For the Medicaid population, this denominator was provided by the NCHS. And these are just individuals that are covered by Medicaid and CHIP program. So for the year of study, there were 24.5 million visits registered for these Medicaid CHIP patients. That figure represents 22% of all visits to the emergency department. And as presented in the third bullet, if you look at it, we realize that when we compare this, the visit rate of this population to the national rate, we realize that this is a big difference. The national rate is 382 per 100 persons. For the Medicaid population, is 795 visits per 1,000. This is large. This shows the rates. By payment category, the yellow line depicts the Medicaid CHIP population, and we can see for all ages compared, visit rates were high in this population. 65 and over age. Much of you probably know why. We have a convergence in that. That's because that is when Medicare kicks in. We look at how this transcends into age. Realize that 0 to 40 are responsible for most of these visits. We look at this also, visits by gender, by race, by region. But however we slice it, Medicaid population and SHIP do not fare very well. For example, this is the information on sex. This is it, the same information by race. This is it, the same information by region. However, we look at it, the rates for Medicaid patients are somewhat high. So this is where we look at it by certain reasons for visit. Chest pain, these are the most important ones. Chest pain, stomach pain, fever, headache, and back problem. Rates were higher in the Medicaid population. So the next two slides just summarize the leading reasons for visits. We realize that for the total population, chest pain is the main one. Chest pain also shows up in the Medicaid population. However, it's not the first one, it's the fourth one, but when we look at the visit rate, we realized that 30 per 100 that we recorded for Medicaid is much higher than the 19 that we recorded for the U.S. Total population. So stomach and abdomen pain, which is second for the total is also the second for the Medicaid population. So, but if you look at the rate is much higher in this population. So and so on. So, but when I need to mention also though that since the submission of this work to APHA for presentation, it's been accepted for, it was published by the North Carolina Medical Journal about 3 months ago. So, but if anyone is interested in reading the work, let me know and I'll provide you copies of it. So during the review of the work for publication, one comment was that, Nelson, it's good that you have looked at this for the Medicaid population, you have looked at this for the national. Suppose we take off Medicaid from the total population, how do we fare? What did you find? So that was the reason for this slide. We realized that even for these conditions also, rates were much higher in the Medicaid population. So because fever is a big problem for this, we look at this separately and found out that, and most of this was among youth 15 years of age. So what is the summary of what tried to provide yet? In 9 of the 10 leading reasons for ED visits, they are all both similar for the Medicaid patients and for the general population. For patients with an expected payment source, it is different from the Medicaid. However, 7 of the 10 leading reasons are similar for the Medicaid enrollees. So, for those of you that are nurses or physicians or practitioners, you know that there are multiple factors that influence visits to emergency department. Here we're talking about age, the access to care, access to over-the-counter medications. There are a host of reasons that determines what prompts an individual to go to the emergency department. Examining reason for visits is critical as an approach to start educating users about emergency department, because there's a reason why we have these emergency departments. To be able to identify risk factors, intensify early detection, and as well as control risk factors. We should note that the estimates that are provided or that are provided in these studies are just very conservative, because the study actually excludes military hospitals, prison clinics, programs that are serving STD patients. The major findings are that leading reasons for visiting emergency departments are not any different for Medicaid, SHIP enrollees, and the general population. The only difference is that rates are higher in the Medicaid group. Fever, cough, vomiting visit rates were higher among those that are less than 15 years of age. Stomach pain, higher among those 25 to 44 years of age. Chest pain, highest among 45 to 64 years of age among the Medicaid enrollees. For the 5 leading reasons for visits, rates were higher among blacks and females. Also, during the review of this work for publication, that is the reason for this slide, one of the comments was that, rates tend to be higher among females. So what is responsible for that? And I responded to them that, this is very, very interesting. But we cannot explain this in the surveillance system that I'm using. And I provided them that, there are 3 possibilities for this. Medicaid SHIP enrollees or women are overusing ED. That's possible. It's also possible that non-Medicaid SHIP enrollees are underusing ED. But also, it's also possible that, this group of people, or these ladies or women are probably sick and they needed this source. Reason for markedly higher visit rates for Medicaid and general population could be partly explained by the different age distributions. I looked at the ages proposal and found that 50% of Medicaid enrollees are below the age of 15, in comparison to the general population, that is just only 21%. And if you factor the age in to the fever that I just showed, you realize that, well, this is one of the reasons responsible for that. There are a few limitations to this study. NHA, which is the surveillance system that we use, does not allow us to generate state-level data because it's a national stuff. The lowest we can read the data to will be for the regional data. And we are unable to fully control for racial differences in communities that are surveyed. NCHS assured me that, well, I don't have to worry about that because it's a national data, and it's a very good surveillance system. But there are some communities in the U.S. where we have high concentration of blacks, and that might be a factor where we have some of these results. Anyway, rate of ED visits in conclusion of a particular condition. I need to mention though that it's a function of many factors. But in this study, I did not look at appropriate use or inappropriate use of emergency department by the Medicaid population. So that is not part of what I did. What I simply look at the reasons for the visit and then compare these reasons to what we have nationally and then determine what is it that is bringing these individuals to the emergency department. The findings and conclusions in this report are principally mine and does not represent the views of CDC. We are required to put this in all of our presentations. As I've mentioned, this work has been published, and if any of you is interested in reading it, please let me know, and I'll be glad to provide you a copy of the research. Thanks.